So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hi, it's Dan Latto speaking. I hope you're well. So in today's podcast, we're going to talk to you about having a little bit of patience. And again, if my voice sounds a little bit funny, I've had a little bit of man flu this week. And I've actually come all the way through it in about 3 or 4 days, which is amazing. But I am fasting right now, and I think that's probably had some positive effect on that. But in this podcast specifically, we're going to talk to you about having a little bit of patience. Because, look, nothing's going to work straight away. Nothing. I don't know anything that does work straight away. You develop a new skill, you know, you don't go on a weekend training course and now suddenly you're an expert in Taekwondo or some other random thing. Everything takes time. You know, if you take Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours, if this is a skill that you're learning specifically, then you need 10,000 hours of doing that skill. And the only way to really do that is to put in the hours. Obviously, you need the coaching to make sure that you're doing the thing right. So in my mind right now, I'm thinking about, for example, basketball. So I've been playing basketball for over 30 years. I'm 47, started playing when I was 14. So 33 years playing basketball. On the basketball court last week, playing against my mate, Rich, and absolutely kicking his ass. Absolutely just kicking his ass. And not even, you know, he's the same height as me, same build as me. And I'm on the three-point line, I'm jacking threes, I'm falling out of bounds, I'm taking one-legged three-point shots, falling backwards, I'm hitting everything. And he can't believe it. And he's blaming himself to some extent, that why am I so lucky, or why can't he stop me? And it had nothing to do with him. It was the fact that I've been playing this game for 33 years, confidence was high, I knew that I had confidence in my abilities because I've played like that before. And for whatever reason, I was just in a zone. It had nothing to do with him, not his fault. And, you know, sometimes some of the reasons why we get upset is that we think we're not good enough, when actually either the thing was too hard or the other person was just better. They've just done more hours. So, you know, let's take property as a great example. I've been in property 20 years. It stands to reason that I'm going to be better at property than you if you've only done property 10 years. However, if in those 10 years you've put in 20,000 hours and in my 20 years I've only put in 5,000 hours, it stands to reason that you're going to be better at property than I am, right? So nothing that you do to begin with, you're going to be very good at. Let's take marketing, for example. So let's say, okay, you're going to read a marketing book. Where's Russell Brunson's book? There we go. Dot-com Secrets. It's on my desk. Good book. You should buy it. But in reading that book, will not put you on the platform where you can go, oh, yes, Dan, yes, I need to do this, this, and this because of this. That, you know, stuff that happens in a book when you get into real life tends not to happen in the same way. But if you implement everything that you learned from that book and come back 3 or 4 years later, 5 years later, 6 years later, then there's a good chance that you'll have a good grasp of what's going on. And so what happens is, this is what happens in a digital marketing company, for example. We take on a client, and that client has a friend who knows a bit about digital marketing and comes out and says that we're doing it wrong. And we're like, dude, how many images have you published in the last month, you know, compared to ours? How many videos have you published? How many website visitors have you generated for the client in the last month? And most people haven't got a clue, you see. They you know, they've read a book, they've read two books, they've read three books, but they haven't got the knowledge needed because they've not got the 10,000 hours. And reading for 10,000 hours is not the same as doing for 10,000 hours. And it all comes back to, you've got to put in the effort. Oh, well, Dan, I tried some networking events. Great. How many did you do? Three. Okay. How did it go? Oh, not good. Networking events don't work. How many people did you speak to? Oh, about 12. Okay. So that's okay, I guess. 4 people per event. It's a start. How many people at each event? 50 at each one. Why did you not speak to all 50? Well, you don't understand how hard it is to speak to. Well, I do understand because I've done it and it's very easy to do. So why haven't you done it? Oh, well, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. No, it just doesn't work. And this is bizarre. You know, we get these with leaflet drops. Excuse me. So for example, with a leaflet drop, we just had a client this week. It's on my wins list. And he took our training and he's just signed up a £3,500 finder's fee on a property that he found on Rightmove. So it's available for everybody to find. And he sold it to an investor. And you'd be like, might be like, what? Why has he done that? Well, first of all, do the damn training, then you'll find out. Second of all, he's put the time in, he's put the effort in. He was making some mistakes, but he kept putting the effort in regardless of those mistakes. And when he made those mistakes and didn't get the results, he corrected the mistakes and kept on going till he got those results. Now, he didn't necessarily put in 10,000 hours, and there might be a little bit of, you know, you always get your first one easy. That's the universe kind of giving you a bit of confidence to go for it, right? And then probably won't get his next one for a bit. You know, it's just the universe. It gives and then it takes away. That's just the way it goes. If you believe in all that kind of thing, which I generally don't, actually. But anyway, he's got his first deal. And now he's like, oh, if I don't sell it onto this investor, I've got other investors lined up. I'm going to networking events in London. And it's awesome. And he's up and he's off, right? But, you know, the first couple of times he did this, it didn't work for him. But he didn't, like, stop working and stop putting in the effort. He kept going and going and going. And this is what successful people do differently than people who are not successful. Successful people keep going until they get the result they want. People who are unsuccessful keep on going until they get fed up of doing it because they're not getting results. And so that's one of the main differences. You've got to keep on going. Because generally, nothing happens first time. Nothing works first time. Heck, nothing works for 10th or the 20th or the 50th or the 100th time. You know, our digital marketing agency, for example, some months, effing goes great, we take on clients. And other months, we're like, what's going on here? What's this problem with this client? And generally, we actually have very good clients and they stay with us. But every so often, we get a client that come on board and then they're leaving a month. And they're like, is that my fault? Because I didn't actually explain that you're supposed to stay with us for a couple of months to get the results. It's like, you don't get results in month one. It's just not the way that it's done. So nothing works immediately. You've got to build up. You've got to build rapport. You've got to build trust. You know, if you want to... A really good example, actually, is Grant Cardone. Let's talk about him and Elena Cardone. She did not want to date Grant Cardone. He was too short. That's what she said. And he stuck with it and stuck with it and stuck with it. And 6 months later, they went out on a date. So what I'm saying here is that you have to work at everything. Nothing's going to come easy to you. Nothing's going to come first time, the second time, the third time. You've got to keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. And every time you fail, you double up the level of your positive attitude, and you go, okay, great, I learned some great lessons there in what's not working for me, and now I'm going to turn that around, I'm going to shift it up to the next gear, I'm going to double my efforts, I'm going to triple my efforts, and then when I get there and it's still not working, I'm going to triple my efforts again, and when I get there, still not working, I'm going to triple my efforts there, and when that's not working, I'm going to double the amount of content that's going out, triple the amount of phone calls that I have. I'm going to pick up the phone, speak to everybody who's on my mailing list, ask them why they're on my mailing list and see how I can help them. Every single thing that you can do. Most people don't even get to that stage. They just give up far, far too early because nothing works immediately. Got to have patience. And having patience is only part of it. The other part of it is analysis of what's not working, working out what your resources, what resources you need, what skills you need, what gaps you've got. And then you need to start plugging them. You know, I speak to clients and they go, oh, well, we're driving traffic, we're getting them on the phone, but we're not closing business. It's like, okay, that's a sales problem then. It's fairly obvious. If you weren't driving traffic to the website, then it would be a traffic problem. But you are driving to a website and they're actually filling in the form, but you're messing it up on a phone call. It's simply a sales issue. That's all it is. So what sales training have you done? None. What sales books have you read? None. What sales podcasts have you listened to? None. I'm not a salesperson. No, you're not, because you've not listened to anything. You've not learned any sales techniques. So that's what you need to go do. If it was you were driving people to the website, but you weren't getting them to fill in the form, then that's a conversion issue at the form. What's your form saying? There's a problem there. What's the offer that you're giving them to get them to fill in the form? And if they're not filling in that form, it's just not going to work. So working out at what stage you're failing is really vital, and then you can start to plug those gaps. And then you could go, well, actually, I'm not a salesperson. I don't want to do this education. I never want to do sales ever again. Perfect. Get somebody else in and get them to do the sales. So you have to outsource it. Bring someone in. It's a resource issue. It's very simple when you start breaking it down. But nothing's going to work immediately. But by analysing what's working and what's not, that will help you move forward. And, of course, sometimes you might have to do the sales because there's not the resources available to afford someone who can close business for you. And then you're in a kind of chicken and egg sometimes. You know, how can you afford someone if you're not bringing in sales? Well, you need to learn to do it yourself. And it's a very good skill to learn. Or you could do commission only. I was thinking interest only there. Commission only might work, but commission needs to be very good. And, you know, it needs to have some kind of magic thing that, that keeps them, you know, if it's like, oh, 20 quid commission and zero base rate, like, no one's going to do that, you know. But if you give them 10% and it's a subscription service of 500 quid, 50 quid a month, and we're bringing on 10 people a month, well, there's 500 in the first month, 1,000 in the second month, 1,500 in the third month, and so on. That's, you know, within 6 months, I can be doing £3,000 a month residual, which is really nice as a salesperson. But nothing works immediately. When you bring on that salesperson, guess what? That's not going to work immediately. You're going to call up your clients. They don't know who the heck they are. They don't even know who you are, let alone the fact that you've got someone calling on your behalf. They don't even know who you are. When I worked for a company up in Leeds, and I was hitting the phones, cold calling other companies, and for a computer company I was working for, sales, they had no idea who I was. And then I got a job at Dell, and I'd call IT directors. Guess what? The call went through. It's because everybody knew who Dell was. There's a Dell PC sat on my desk right now, actually. So nothing works first time. Everything's going to take time to get right, to build it into your systems, to build it into your business. So don't fret about it. Just get to work and keep working, keep working. Give it a chance. Plant the seed and allow it to grow. And eventually you get to where you want to get to. All right, I hope that's useful for you. I'll catch up with you in the next podcast. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.